is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of April, 2011. It was on this day in 1912, the Titanic sank on its first voyage across the Atlantic. 11:40 in the evening hit an iceberg south of Newfoundland and sank at 2:20 the following morning. Thomas Hardy wrote a poem about it, which ends, "And as the smart ship grew in stature, grace, and hue, in shadowy silent distance grew the iceberg too. Alien they seemed to be, no mortal eye could see the intimate welding of their later history, or sign that they were bent by paths coincident on being anon twin halves of one august event." And it was on this day in 1802, William Wordsworth was walking home with his sister Dorothy along the shore of Ullswater, the second largest lake in England's Lake District, and they saw a patch of daffodils that became the inspiration for one of his most famous poems. Dorothy wrote in her journal, "We got over into a field to avoid some cows, people working, a few primroses by the roadside, wood sorrel flower, the anemone, scentless violet strawberries. And when we were in the woods, we saw a few daffodils close to the water. And as we went along, there were more and yet more. And at last, under the boughs of the trees, we saw that there was a long belt of them along the shore, about the breadth of a country turnpike road. I never saw daffodils so beautiful. They grew among the mossy stones, and about them some rested their heads upon these stones as on a pillow for weariness, and the rest tossed and reeled and danced and seemed as if they verily laughed with the wind that blew upon them over the lake." William Wordsworth didn't write about the daffodils for at least 2 years. The poem came out in 1807. It did not get a good critical reception. One critic said he thinks it worthwhile to give a tame, matter-of-fact account of some daffodils blown about with the wind because he thought of them afterwards. But these days it's one of Wordsworth's most famous poems. And in 1995, when the BBC conducted a nationwide poll for England's favorite poems, this one was ranked number 5. "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or veils in hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils." William Wordsworth's "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.